due to popular demand, I'm really delighted to have a person that I admire very greatly, does great work in our community, and that is Commander Superintendent Darryl Jobson from Cumberland Police. Commander, thanks for joining us today. And on behalf of Spotlight and 90.5 FM, thank you for you and all your staff for the work that you do in trying to keep our community safe and at a standard that meets expectations. Very challenging, but we both of us, don't we? Thank you very much.
It is very challenging. And my first question to you, Commander, if I may, and Darryl, thank you for being here on Spotlight, is we hear about Cumberland as an area, and most people may think about somewhere around Parramatta. There was councils, Holroyd, Auburn, Parramatta, now that's Cumberland. But there's also the Cumberland Police area, which may be a bit different. Can you just shed a bit of light about what is Cumberland and where you are and what that means for the local community?
Yeah, thank you, Darren and Jim. Thanks for having me this morning. Look, Cumberland, we hear of Cumberland Plains and what have you, but Cumberland Police Area Command is its own brand. It takes in Merrylands and Granville police stations. They're 24-hour police stations, and we fairly much mirror the boundaries of the Cumberland LGA in that we share the common name, and we take in a bit of the Parramatta LGA as well. But it's two former commands that merged about 3.5 years ago. And the Cumberland Police Area Command is a force of 258 sworn men and women, and also 19 unsworn positions, officers that help us behind the scenes and support us in the work that we do. But primarily we cover the Cumberland LGA and, as I said, the Parramatta LGA.
And are you able to give our listeners a bit of a background of the type of, what I'm after is who lives in the area that your force supports, but also who is in the force of the Cumberland Local Area Command?
Thanks, Darren. Look, when you look at the census data to get to answer your question, we're looking at the Cumberland LGA, but as I said, it takes into consideration the other LGA. But we estimate that we have over 240,000 residents in the command, and over 50% of those residents actually were born in overseas. So we have a very diverse command in terms of their heritage, and I would suggest that it's probably one of the most diverse commands in New South Wales, if not Australia. But I think it's important that when you look at the makeup of the Cumberland Police Area Command, the officers that serve there, my officers share the heritage of the area. And just without going through it all, but I have officers that come from over 25 countries, that's where the heritage is from. So I won't go through them all, but we're talking Arabic, we're talking German, Greek, Indian, Iranian, Macedonian, Turkish, Vietnamese, some African countries as well. So I think what's important about this is that when we look at the makeup of the police force, and it takes me back to Sir Robert Peel, who was the founding father of the London Metropolitan Police. He said the police are the public and the public are the police. And I think that's really important that we acknowledge that people that join the New South Wales Police Force today, but the people that I have serving for me, come from the public. We're mums and dads and brothers and sisters when we're not working, but when we come together to do our work and to serve the community, we are representative of the community. And I think it's very important that the community know that.
And I think, if I can just say, I think that's a very clever, for want of a better word, a strategic understanding of people, their cultures, where you've got people who are really aligned with their way of life as well, so that they're able to understand the situation a little bit better, possibly, as a result of being in that. I think that's very smart. So inclusion is really critical in diversity.
Look, absolutely. I mean, the world would be a boring place if we're all one in the same. And I think with that diversity, we have interest, we have stories, we have things that we can celebrate and embrace. And that's certainly what we've done. And look, my men and women that serve Cumberland, they do an outstanding job, I've got to say. I mean, I'm the figurehead. I'm their number one supporter in the command. But some of the things that we've been able to achieve in a busy command, and it is the fourth busiest command in the state based on our calls for service. Look, we do a great job. And as I speak to your listeners this morning, I can say that our crime in nearly all of our categories is going down, with the exception of adult sexual assault. But we've got less break-ins. We've got less people being assaulted. We've got less fraud, all those things. And that's very important that we keep driving down crime where we can. That's our purpose of the New South Wales Police Force, is to prevent crime, disrupt it, and to respond. And we spend a lot of time in the prevention space because we don't want victims of crime. Because even though I could go through some data, and I won't bore you with it today, but every statistic is a person. Is a, you know, whether they're going through trauma, whether it be physical, psychological, could be financial, they are a person, and they're normally got family are affected and friends, etc. So we don't lose sight of the fact that by driving down crime, less victims, it means that there's less people that are affected by crime.
Well, Commander, your day, tell our listeners what your day's like, because when you look at those numbers, Darren, they're huge. So you have to become very efficient and have people who really communicate with each other to understand the world they have on a daily basis. I mean, you're technically responsible 24 hours, 7 days a week, in the sense of what happens in those 240,000 people. What's your days look like? I know they're unpredictable, but I'm sure there's some sense of structure.
Look, and absolutely, you know, the unpredictability of policing is what draws people to the policing profession, is to, you know, be challenged and to respond and to serve the community. But look, when I'm in bed of a night time, and most of the community, the general duties are there 24/7. They are the backbone of the organisation, the backbone of my command. And if you log that call for assistance or that 000 call, it's going to be the general duties that are going to turn up. They're going to be the first ones you see in the two blues. But we also have our detectives that work overnight as well. We have other areas in the command called the Crime Prevention Unit, and they look at domestic violence, licensing, for example, youth officers as well that work in the youth space, crime prevention officer as well. And again, they're all part of the big picture to support the frontline officers. And also I have a proactive team as well that look at that volume crime, looking at those investigative opportunities to make good inroads, and a high visibility policing team, which are out there tasked to our emerging hotspots, to out there to address the issues, but also provide that presence and that feeling of safety to the community.
I think we'll go to a little break. We're absolutely delighted to have you, Commander, in our studios. Both Darren and I have immense respect for the police and what they do. It's a real pleasure to have you here on Spotlight this morning. We'll go to a little break and come back.
Live 90.5.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial, and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety, and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663, or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 21 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
And really delighted to have in our studios Commander Darryl Jobson, who looks after all the Cumberland Police in the LGA, or, you know, if we put it in that broad context. An amazing statistic, 240,000 people on a daily basis interact, and for you to look after that is incredible. Commander, you mentioned early on in the show with regards to a statistic which we were just talking to during the break about adult sexual assaults. Talk us through that.
Yeah, look, what we've found that there has been an increase in reporting of adult sexual assault, and a lot of those matters we're finding are historical matters. And my feeling is that there is a strong narrative in the community at the moment, probably for the last few years, around this issue. Events happening over the world, events happening even within Australia, and my feeling is that that's empowering victims of adult sexual assault to come forward and report these crimes to us, and they are crimes. Let's make no mistake about that. We'll work with the victims of those crimes to resolve those issues. And in a lot of cases, they will be investigations. And in some cases, victims are reporting matters just to report. Mm. And that may be part of their healing, part of their closure. But certainly we take these issues very seriously, and we will work with victims of these crimes and try and resolve issues. And where we have the evidence, we will put people before the court, and that's where these matters need to be.
Commander, with the historical aspects of a lot of what's been reported, is that difficult to investigate because of the time, or how does the detectives or whoever's looking into those cases, how do they work with that to actually bring that context together?
Yeah, look, time, if matters are reported recent to incidents occurring, and I know that can be traumatic and there can be lots of things going through a victim's mind, but if we can have these matters reported to us as soon as possible, we will provide the supports around this that are required. But it provides us with some investigative opportunities, particularly around the forensic space. And those historical matters, we lose those opportunities in terms of forensics. But otherwise, all other investigative options are available to us. And as I said, we take them very seriously and we will pursue them with vigour. Because ultimately, where we do get the evidence, these matters need to be put before the court. That's where they belong and that's where they need to be determined. Mm. And we'll provide support to victims throughout the whole process.
Just thinking about the idea of the adult sexual assault, we also know another prevalent crime that society is discussing a lot more now, which is great, is domestic violence. In the command and in what you're seeing, how is this playing out, and what is the best thing that police and community can do to assist with those who are victims of domestic violence?
Yeah, look, again, domestic violence has had a strong narrative in the community, and rightly so. And we need to build that trust with the community. We do have great trust with the community, but we don't take that for granted. We need to maintain and seek to build greater trust with the community. And that's why I highlighted before the fabric of my officers and their heritage. And we represent community. We are the fabric of the community. We share the values of the community. And what we need to do in the DV space is encourage people to report it. I don't want people to be behind closed doors enduring and being subject to domestic violence. So victims of domestic violence need to come forward. They need to let us know. And that way we can engage and do something about it. Because I know that a lot of domestic violence goes on behind closed doors and we're simply not aware of it. But my message quite clearly is report it so we can help you and we can work through these issues and we can hold perpetrators to account and put them before the court and take that decisive action to protect victims.
If someone's needing to report domestic violence and they're listening right now, what is the best way to do that as an action right now for them?
Well, they can call a number of options. Again, starting at the head, if it's an emergency happening right here, right now, they need our assistance at 000. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, they can call our police stations at Merrylands or at Granville, and those numbers are on our website. I won't provide them to you over here, but another option to report these issues as well is through our 131 number, 131444. And that's for non-urgent matters that can be reported to us. But as I say, if they're happening right here, right now, call 000, or otherwise you can call our police stations or that 131444 number.
Thank you for that. And just as we finish up and the time's raced away and we need to get on to our next guest who's going to sing for us, and this is going to be really good. But talking about community, and you were saying 50% who have a heritage not born in Australia must be quite diverse to actually have that sort of a liaison. And I understand that you do have a few community multicultural liaison officers. What do they do and how can people get in touch with them if they're needing that sort of connection with the police?
Yeah, we do. We have two multicultural liaison officers. And what they do is provide that greater connection between the police and the community. And they do that very well. And one of our officers, Heba, she actually reaches out to the Arabic community through this community radio station, which, again, provides that connection, that messaging to that community. Heba speaks Arabic, and Badrul, our other Meklo, as we call them. He speaks Russian, Bengali, and Urdu. So in addition to those officers, I've got other officers that are bilingual as well. So there's lots of ways that we connect with the community, but certainly through the Meklos, as we call them, they provide that that great connection to community. They're well connected, whether it be community groups, religious leaders. We are well connected with the community.
Darren, I want to ask a question, please, Commander. We're sitting here and it's fantastic because you get to watch eyes and to see things. You are very committed. I just want to say that what I feel to your role and responsibility, and we thank you for that. I notice with your folder, you have a number of badges there. Sorry, listeners, you can't see that, but I was a Boy Scout and we got badges and different things. I'm just, and you're in the brigade. I'm just interested, can you tell our listeners very briefly what those badges are?
Interesting question. Thank you. I didn't see this one coming. look, after being in the police nearly 33 years, you go to different courses or forums or you're involved in different things, and I've collected these mementos and I thought, well, no better place to put them in my folder. But it tells a story of certain things, from going to New York and getting an NYPD tie badge to working with Polair, to working at the Blue Mountains, I was happy and proud to celebrate their 50th anniversary of police rescue on the mountains, and hence I have a special police rescue pin from the mountains. And other things, for example, legacy. You know, buying those legacy badges of which they accumulate over the years, and I just thought, well, they're just little mementos, little reminders, and little touch points throughout my career that, when you force me to look at them like I am, it brings back a lot of memories. So thank you for that, Jim.
And thank you for sharing that with us, Commander, because I thought they were a very tangible overview of who you are, where you want to be, and the skills and talents that you have for the people of Cumberland. We're very grateful that you've been able to share your time and also taking the challenges of becoming, A, a better person, and B, in a professional sense, to be the commander of Cumberland Police. Thanks for joining us on Spotlight and on 90.5 with Darren and myself.
Thank you very much. Proud to be here. And I just want to say to my troops, they do a great job, and they serve the community very well, and the community should be proud of my police.
Thank you for saying that.
Have a great morning.
Alive 90.5.